Parshas Re'eh, Shabbos Mevorchem Elul. Can we believe it? Believe it or not, the time has come. We approach, we enter Chodesh Elul, the excitement, the anticipation, as we climb toward Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Haba Aleinu L'Tova. And Elul is the opportunity, the chance, and our closeness that we are able to develop with the Kadosh Baruch. I'd like to talk today a little bit about Parshas Re'eh, significantly about Chodesh Elul, and share with you that it's no coincidence, of course, that Parshas Re'eh is the Parsha that we are Mevarech Chodesh Elul. As you're all familiar, almost every single year, it always falls out, Parshas Re'eh and Shabbos Mevarechem Elul, and there must be something there. There's no coincidence, of course, but what is it? What is it about Parshas Re'eh that speaks to Chodesh Elul? If you take a look in the Torah, there are three times that the Torah discusses the Moadim, the festivals, the holidays. Once in Sefer Vayikra, once in Sefer Bamidbar, and once in Sefer Dvarim. In Sefer Vayikra, it's Parshas Emor. In Sefer Bamidbar, it's Parshas Pinchas. And in Sefer Dvarim, it's this week's Parsha, Parshas Re'eh. And if you look in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Emor, and if you look in Sefer Bamidbar and Parshas Pinchas, you'll note that the Torah deals, discusses, and elaborates and articulates all of the Yom Tovim. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. All five holidays, biblical Yom Tovim, including Shmini Atzeres, are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Emor, and in Sefer Bamidbar and Parshas Emor. But if you take a look in this week's Parsha, Parshas Re'eh, you'll note a glaring omission. We discuss Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, the end of Parshas Re'eh, but the holidays, the Yom Tovim of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are missing. And if there's any Parsha which we should discuss, Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, it should be Parshas Re'eh as we enter Chodesh Elul and prepare for Chodesh Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are coming. Shouldn't Parshas Re'eh be the Parsha where we deliberately address specifically the Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? How could it be that the Torah only notes Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah in Sefer Bamidbar and in Sefer Vayikra, but here in Sefer Dvarim and Parshas Re'eh, it's missing? This question is raised by Rabbeinu Bechaye, it's also raised by the Ibn Ezra, and both of them note the following. Sefer Dvarim and Parshas Re'eh addresses specifically Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot as the three festival holidays, the three Yom Tovim, where we pilgrimage to Yerushalayim, to Tir HaKodesh, to Beis HaMikdash. That's specific to the Yom Tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are categorically and fundamentally different. Because on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we don't travel collectively, nationally, familially to the Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a different nature to them. Let me read to you the language of Rabbeinu Bechaye, who writes, V'lo hiski Rosh Hashanah v'lo Yom Kippur. In this week's parsha, there's no mention of the Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. She miskamtsim sham beis hamikdash. We don't gather on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in the beis hamikdash. The parsha of the Moadim in this week's parsha, Parshas Re'eh, is discussing aliyah l'regel, the mitzvah to pilgrimage, to go up, to climb toward Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, to see the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is unique and specific to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, to the Shalosh Adom. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur don't have that element. But I believe Rabbeinu Bechaye is teaching us something much deeper. That there's a categorical difference between the three festival holidays of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot from Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. The three festival holidays, the Yom Tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, are communal, national, familial Yom Tovim. We all climb and we pine and we look toward the Beis HaMikdash and we travel there. We get together, and today it exists like that also. On Pesach, we get together as a family and we have the Seder together. On Sukkot, we're outside. It's very, very communal-oriented. And the same thing is true on Shavuos. We're mekabel the Torah, Matan Torah, with all of Klal Yisrael, and we relive that every year on Shavuos when we learn together. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur ever are private, are personal, are introspective Yom Tovim. They're holidays where I have to look at myself in terms of my own life. And it's my responsibility not to look at others and not even to be together with others. Because the mitzvah and the practical application of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are categorically different than Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Those are communal. Those are familial. Those are national Yom Tov. We get together, we bond as a nation, as a group. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, while it's true that we daven together, But at the end of the day, my responsibilities, my chiyuv, my tshuva is different than your tshuva. The things that I have to correct and fix are different than the things you have to correct and fix. The things that I have to do better at are different than what you have to do better at. The things that I can look back at and feel good about, and my accomplishments of the past year are different than yours. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are private. Yom Hashanah and Yom Kippur are introspective Yom Tovim, where I look in my own life, in my own world, and I don't necessarily look out and about and get together with others. Often on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, there are holidays where we get together. There are seudos, there are communal functions. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's a little different. We look into ourselves. They're not necessarily banding together with the entirety of the tzibur. But that's what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur speaks to. And there are two practical halachic ramifications. Rabbeinu Bechaya says one, Mizeh ein anu omer betfilas musaf Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim ve'ein anu yecholim la'alos ve'leiros k'mo she'anu omer betfilas shalosh ha-galim. When it comes to the shalosh ha-galim, what do we say in the davening? We can't come up. We can't reach the Beis HaMikdash here now that we're in the Golos. But what do we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Vein anu yecholim la'asos chovaseinu. We're unable to fulfill our obligation. Because when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we are not missing climbing to the Mikdash and entering and seeing and being ola l'regen, fulfilling that mitzvah. That's not our obligation. What we're missing on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is vein anu yecholim la'asos chovaseinu. We're unable to bring the karbanos. And maybe there's a second nafkamina. We know that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Shabbos Mevarchim, we don't make a global, communal, national call that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is coming. It's private. It's silent. Bakesel Yom Chageinu. It's hidden. As opposed to all other 11 months of the year where we're Mevarchim Es HaChodesh, including Mevarchim Es HaChodesh Elul, this coming Shabbos. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the Shabbos before, there's no Shabbos Mevarchim. It's not done bipumbi. It's not done publicly. It's not done with great glamour. And it's not done on a national level because we want to keep it to ourselves privately. Thus, what emerges is that Chodesh Elul is the Yomtif and is the opportunity to look, to be introspective into our own lives, to think, to contemplate, and to consider. Let's take a look at two comments of the great Rishon Rabbeinu Yonah, who addresses Chodesh Elul in a very powerful way that I like to share with you. In his Sefer Hayira, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Mishenichnas Elul ad motze yom ha-kippurim yechared v'yarei me'em asadin. When Elul enters, until Yom Kippur, one should be frightened, petrified from the impending judgment. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Sefer HaYira. However, Rabbeinu Yonah in his classic work, Shari Tshuva, in his introductory sentence writes that Elul is about a matana gedola. It's a great gift, it's a present, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that we've been given the opportunity to do tshuva. A present is not something that we're afraid of, scared of, frightened by. How can Rabbeinu Yonah write in two different places, two different approaches to Elul? On the one hand, we should be frightened, afraid, scared of the impending judgment. On the other hand, Elul is the greatest gift. If you look in the Chaye Adam, in his opening words to Hilchos, Elul, and Rosh Hashanah, he writes, the greatest gift that the Jewish people have been given is Chodesh Elul. It's a matana min hashamayim. It's a present that we've been afforded the opportunity to wipe our slate clean. It's a license that we've been given simply to take care of ourselves and to make sure that we can reconnect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shav, to return to Hashem. What a great gift. It's a present. Imagine for a moment that once a year, once a month, all traffic violations would be given an opportunity to be rescinded if we'd only ask. We would think that'd be beyond our comprehension. But that's what happens on Elul. Hashem says, I'm giving you a month to rescind all of the mistakes you made. It's the greatest present. So if it's the greatest present, why do we have to be afraid? How do we reconcile these two comments of Rabbeinu Yonah? Here's what I think. Imagine for a moment you've been given the opportunity to a 5-minute shopping spree in any one of the stores that you so desire. 5 minutes, and you could pick any food, you could pick any furniture, you could go to any store you want. 5 minutes, you throw it into your basket, whatever you have belongs to you. 5 minutes. That's a great gift, that's a great present. But I'm sure, and I know myself, you'd be quite scared. The moments or the days before, will you take advantage of those 5 minutes? I'll give you another mashal. Imagine you have a diamond ring that you give your wife, the chassan gives to the kala. That's the greatest present. It's a precious present, and it's expensive present. It's a meaningful present. What does the kala do the moment she receives that diamond ring? If she's smart, she'll insure it because she's scared that she'll lose that beautiful, expensive, meaningful gift. She doesn't want it to go to waste. Anytime you've been given something precious and that's important to you, you're a little bit scared and want to make sure that it's taken care of properly. That's Elul. Elul is a gift that's been given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the greatest present, the greatest prize. It's a treasure. It's a matana min hashamayim, as Rabbeinu Yonah and the Chayei Adam write. Thus, says Rabbeinu Yonah, if you've been given that present, there's good reason to tremble. Will you take advantage of the opportunity? Because opportunity brings with it obligation. And if we're simply going to rot that opportunity, and we're not going to use that present properly, we're not going to unwrap that gift called tshuva, then we should really just throw the books in. Because we're not taking advantage. It's no different than not insuring the diamond ring. It's no different than not preparing for the shopping spree. We have a big judgment that's coming. Are we going to prepare for it? It's a present. Open it. Take advantage of it. So how do we open this gift, which is called Elul? Imagine if you were given the opportunity and somebody gave you something very precious. And your parents, your grandparents, spouse gives you a very, very beautiful gift. And that gift that you've been given stays on your desk, stays in your table, and it's never opened. And then the spouse, the parent, the grandparent comes back and sees, I gave you a gift, you didn't open it. That's very painful. I know it happened to me myself once. I was given something. For whatever reason, I didn't have the opportunity to open it. And the individual, the benefactor who gave me the gift, noticed that we didn't use it, I didn't take it. It was a very painful thing when somebody gives you something, thinks about giving you a gift, and you don't use it, and you don't take advantage of it. That's what Elul is. We've been given a present, we've been given a gift. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you something so precious that you treasure, and you're not going to open it? That hurts, that's painful. So how do we unwrap this gift called Elul? What are we supposed to do? The goal of Elul is not necessarily in a specific area, but it's rather the totality of your days and nights. The 40 days that we've been given, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, is an opportunity to change our outlook. For example, when you go on vacation, you are different. You're the same person. They're the same 24 hours in the day. You have the same opportunities to do what you want to do that you do when you're not on vacation. But there's a different aura. There's a different feeling. It's a different experience when you're on vacation. You could do different things. You could act differently. You have the opportunity to do things that you don't always have the opportunity to do during the regular weeks and months and year when you're not on vacation. Elul, I would suggest, is a form of a vacation. Not in terms of being relaxed and not in terms of time necessarily, but it's an opportunity to look at life differently, to think about things differently, to consider and to contemplate and not go through the regular rhyme and rhythm that we do during the course of the year. Think about the things that we do differently. And the Maharil himself, the great Rishon, Rabbi Yaakov Milon, writes this. He says in Hilchos Yamin Narayim Siman Aleph, Kol Yimei Elul, Yeshev Kol Odom Kodem Su'udosa V'Kodem Sheinosa. Throughout the month of Elul, a person should sit before his meal, or before he goes to sleep. V'yishtomei Malatzim, one should think to himself. V'yifashpesh B'maisav, and should correct his ways. L'hisvados Elam B'mei Tshuva Ha'ol in the Krasa. The Maharil is saying, not necessarily in a specific area, but use Elul as an opportunity to think, to consider, to contemplate, to be pensive, to change your outlook. Don't do things the way you always do them. When it comes to brachos, when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to Shmirah Shabbos, when it comes to the way we speak, the way we talk, the way we interact with people. It's Elul. Elul means it's a different opportunity. It's a spiritual vacation. It's the opportunity to do things that we do regularly differently. So much so that in the Sefer Leket Yosha, the outstanding Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, Bisrael Isserlin writes that his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshen, took an hour to recite Baruch Shamar. Now that's not something that we can do. Halavai, we could daven for our Shachras, Mincha, and Marv altogether. But that means that he looked at Baruch Shamar differently during the month of Elul. he thought about it differently. He used Elul as a spiritual oasis, as a spiritual laboratory, as a different opportunity just to do something different. So if Baruch Shamar takes this amount of time and it's said as follows, I'm going to do it differently during Chodesh Elul. So let's try to think about things that we do regularly and shake them up just a little bit. Try something different. Elul is about trying. It's about working hard to do something different. Think about different areas throughout the course of our day. If it means opening up a different sefer, if it means looking at davening a little differently, if it means encountering and engaging our relationships a little bit differently. Whatever it is, but something different. And thinking about how I can become more and more prepared. Take advantage of the gift that we've been given. It's the most beautiful, outstanding treasure that we've been given. Let's open the gift. And lo aleinu chas v'shalom, not to close it and not to ever open it. Because the pain of the benefactor who gives you something and it's not opened is enormous. We don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to think and to say, I've given you this present 40-day opportunity to prepare for Yom Kippur. What have you done with it? Have you used it properly? Have you thought about life? Have you considered the past year? Are you looking forward to the coming year? If there's ever been an Elul where we could say, you know, Rosh Hashanah really does make a difference. Yom Kippur's for real. Look at the past 5-6 months. The world has been shaken. It's been changed so much. That happened last year. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was signed, sealed, and delivered. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu would send us the year that He sent us. We need to recognize that Elul is real. Rosh Hashanah is for real. Yom Kippur is for real. It's a real judgment that's happening. And yes, we have to be frightened and scared. Pachad from the Emas Adin. But that fear is the same fear of preparing for the shopping spree. And the same fear of ensuring that diamond ring because it's a great present. We got to unwrap it and we got to treat it carefully. Let's use the month of Elul to be introspective and to be pensive, to recognize that it's different from Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. It's personal. It's private. It belongs to me. It's my opportunity. Let's look at the month, take advantage of the days and the weeks ahead, wishing everybody a beautiful Shabbos Mevarachim Elul, and my blessings and brachas to everybody, that we could all take advantage of this opportunity, unwrap this beautiful gift, and hopefully we'll be able to have a powerful month ahead. Hatzlacha to each and every single one of us.